This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقيم الصلاة لذكري بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon all of you. Welcome to another episode of Know Your Lord. In the last session, we dealt with two important questions, and that is, why do we know our Lord and how do we know our Lord? We dealt it with detail in terms of understanding the importance of knowing Almighty God and also to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who told us to know Him as a command. We need to know Him. And also we dealt with the second question, that is, how do we know Him, with two essential things. That is, number one, the creation, and number two, the revelation. These are the two things that we need to know Allah Almighty. In this session, we shall discuss about the meaning of testimony of faith, shahada, and the conditions of shahada, the conditions of testimony of faith. We know that the most important thing for a person is to believe and to testify that there is no God except Allah. This in Arabic called as shahada, and testimony in English. This is the most important act of a person, that he recites La ilaha illallah, that he testifies, he acknowledges there is no God except Allah Almighty. We know there are two concepts that are attached with the testimony of faith. Number one is the denial, and number two is the affirmation. The denial, the kalima, the shahada, the testimony begins with La ilaha. There is no God. What do we mean by this? What do we mean when we say that we deny gods? We mean that we deny the entire creation to be God. We deny this creation of the past, the present and the future to be God. We deny any prophet to be God. We deny any saint or angel to be God. We deny the idols to be God. We deny the entire creation to be God. This is the strongest denial that we utter when we say La ilaha. This is a denial of faith in all the rest of the creatures, who is the creation. The second is the affirmation. We say La ilaha, that is the denial, and Illallah, that is the affirmation. Illallah is the strongest affirmation that we made, by which we say, in the past, there is no God except Allah. In the present, there is no God except Allah. In the future, there is no God except Allah. So this is the strongest declaration. This is the strongest confirmation that there is no God except Allah Almighty. This affirmation makes a person a believer. And the denial of all the other gods makes a person a believer. So the shahada, the testimony, is La ilaha illallah, that we deny all the demigods, all the gods, except Allah. So we accept only Allah to be worthy of worship, and we bear witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the two concepts of the testimony of faith, that we deny all the existence of other gods and we accept only Allah to be a God who is worthy of worship. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُ. Whoever says La ilaha illallah, he will be successful. We know that the person who reads this shahada, this statement, this powerful statement, is a person who is a believer. Now, to make our shahada meaningful, to make it to a level of success, what we need to do is to comply the conditions that it has and that we need to fulfill. For example, if shahada is the key, the ridges of the key are the conditions of shahada. If you have the wrong key, if you have the key with the wrong ridges, you will never be able to open the door. If you have the right ridges of the key, then you will be able to open the door. Similarly, if we have the shahada without the conditions, if we have the testimony of faith, this declaration, this statement, without the conditions of shahada, then it would not make sense, because even the hypocrites of the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, they also said La ilaha illallah. Does that make them a true believer? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 145, that the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the hellfire. But they recited this shahada. So what made them fail in their attempt, in their approach? They did not believe in actually the conditions of shahada. So every key has ridges. If you have the right ridges, you will be able to use that key. So the key is shahada, and the ridges are the conditions of shahada. So that we may understand the real meaning of shahada, and we may take the complete benefit, the complete fruits from the shahada. Inshallah, in the coming minutes, we shall discuss about the conditions of shahada with an objective that we may, inshallah, comprehend them, understand them, and practice them, so that we may be able, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, be able to open the key of success. The first and foremost condition of shahada is al-ilm, the knowledge. Without knowledge, there is no shahada. Then the knowledge is the fundamental condition, is the primary condition that makes a person believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person does not know what he is reciting, then what kind of benefit that this shahada, this statement, will make that person? It will not bring any benefit for a person who recites without any knowledge. So the first and primary condition of shahada is ilm, the knowledge. Knowledge makes a person qualifies to get the fruits from shahada. And this is so rational, so logical, alhamdulillah, because Islam is a religion for those who think. Islam is a religion for the people to ponder upon. People who wants to live a meaningful life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He invites them to believe in Him. And that is the reason. Knowledge makes a person understand what he is testifying for, on whom he is trying to believe. If a person lived a life of 60 years in the disbelief, in believing wrong gods. Now he wants to come back. He got the knowledge. He got the knowledge and he wants to come back and testify that there is no God except Allah. He must know what he's reciting. So knowledge is the first condition of Shahada. The second condition of Shahada is certainty, is yaqeen. And yaqeen, certainty, is the opposite of doubt. When you acknowledge it with the knowledge, you must be certain enough to testify, to bear witness that La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. You are certain about it. You have got no doubt in your hearts. You have got no doubt whatsoever in testifying this testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. This is very important, because if you have knowledge and you're not certain about it, which means that you might be misguided any time. There is a clear opportunity and possibility that you will be disconnected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will be gone away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will defy this testimony which you have based it upon knowledge. So you need to make sure that the testimony that you are bearing witness with, that is La ilaha illallah, you must be certain on what you have got the knowledge. So certainty is the second condition of Shahada. And this is the certainty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the glorious Quran. Through the knowledge, we move on to the certainty. The third condition that we need to fulfill in terms of Shahada, the testimony of faith, is the acceptance. The acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of everything, if we have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be our God, then we would do anything what He commands us. We will discuss this in detail when we come back from a short break. Take care and we'll be right back.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.